Now it's 619, Triple Team Traffic, and we go back over to you, Andy.
Amanda, taking a look at northbound 15, I'm seeing some heavier traffic start to appear a little bit in Sandy, coming up on 114th, 106 South, mostly the right lanes at this point. A little bit heavy as well, switching from I-80 onto 215's east belt, but that's for southbound traffic. For those of you taking the 201, 202 area out on the west side of Salt Lake County near Tooele County, the traffic lights are still malfunctioning at that intersection, Eric Butler.
If you're eastbound on I-80 from Sugar House heading over to the mouth of Parley's Canyon, you got a little bit of slowing if you're going to head south on the 215 east belt. This happened yesterday around the same time, too, so it might be a usual thing. The rest of the I-80 stretch to Park City looking good. I-15, no problems right now. Northbound from Provo and Orem up to Point of the Mountain. Heather?
Traffic getting really heavy now in Davis County, especially as you're heading south between Clearfield and Kaysville. That's going to be your heaviest stretch. You're mostly at speed, but some of these wet road conditions, the light rain may be starting to slow you down just a bit. No problems, though, once you get past in Layton area the rest of the way into downtown Salt Lake, and the city streets are still pretty quiet at this time of the morning. Moab, a quick scenic getaway and listed as one of the most sought-after locations in southern Utah without the crowds. Visit now for off-season lower rates. Discover Moab for a lifetime of memories. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.